matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
And this is Angela Davis. You're listening to CKUT 90.3.
Angela, you're one of a million.
If you're in the 50-plus age bracket, that means you have experiences, skills, stories to tell. We want to help you tell those stories.
Ever consider becoming a podcaster? It's easier than you think, and it's a great way to share your experiences with others.
To learn more, contact your local campus and community radio station.
Or visit podcastingforseniors.ca.
Oh, everyone's got stories to tell.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Prison Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal on www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. News, interviews, and music featuring the voices of prisoners, their allies, and supporters. Tune in to the Prison Radio Show every other week on Tuesdays between 6 and 7 p.m. To get involved with Prison Radio, or if you need to access past programs, email prison@ckut.ca.
Rehabilitation.
I wonder if you know what the word means.
Do you?
It comes from the Latin root habilis. The definition is to invest again with dignity. You consider that part of your job, Harvey, to give a man back the dignity he once had? Your only interest is in how he behaves. You'll conform to our ideas of how you should behave.
Number, you weren't a man, you want to be a human. I wasn't Jim Crow, and hell, I was number 586.
Why do you do a warder's job?
It's a good job. Responsible job. Officers like myself trying to...
Scum.
We're only enforcing the law.
The law. The law. When they hang my husband, is that just...
You're listening to the Prison Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM, 91.7 on cable, and online at www.ckut.ca. On today's show, you'll be hearing edited audio from a workshop about the prison system that happened as part of the Concordia Student Union's three-day strike in January 2024. The strike was to protest Quebec government changes to tuition fees for out-of-province students. As part of the strike, the CSU organized a teach-in, and one of the talks that happened at the teach-in was about prison. But first, we received a song request from inside Riviere de Prairie Prison, and we wanted to kick off the show with one of those songs. This is Burning and Looting by Bob Marley.
We'll be right back. A proper conversation, but we in the same city. Send me the location. How you get into me? I know that you wanna see me. Tired of hugging up on plushies when you're not around. Bitches on my body, still alone up in the crowd. Wanna kick it with you, wanna get freaky with you, wanna get sticky with you. You bring the fire. I'm away to your means on my way home. First class, ready to surprise you in the morning. Even though you're far away, talk to you all day. I'm on my Hollywood and superstar shit with you. They tryna holler, but I'm only tryna be with you. Bobby Mackin' it, feel it through the phone when I be practicing. But when I get you home, I off your love, ay, I off your love. I live for moments when we get it on. I get high off your love, high off your love. Just be yourself because you are enough. I cannot lie, I must admit I'm missing lips. Take a trip, look, tell me what it is, I'ma do what you permit. Long distance ain't shit, baby, kiss me through the phone. Book a flight tonight, I'ma see you later on. Send me two attachments, you ain't have nothing on. 21 questions, but you all of the above. And you ain't gotta ask who is my number one. You ain't gotta worry about no one behind the scenes. I don't gotta sleep, you give me my energy. Like a morning cup of coffee, baby, you my caffeine. All I do is fiend, I'm addicted to you. I'm from like, Hollywood and superstar shit with you. They tryna holler, but I'm only tryna be with you. Bobby making it, feel it through the phone when I been practicing. For when I get you home, I off your love, I off your love. I live for moments when we get it on. I get high off your love, high off your love. Just be yourself because you are enough. I miss you wanting on me, kissing on me, pressing on my body, my little fantasy. You're kissing up on me, that's a proper conversation. And when you laugh, baby, send me the location. By your body, I need you beside me. Be my little co-pilot and fly high with me. I'm on my Hollywood and superstar shit with you. They tryna holler, but I'm only tryna be with you. Bobby making it, feel it through the phone when I be practicing. For when I get you home,
high off your love, ay, high off your love. I live for moments when we get it on. I get high off your love, ay, high off your love. Just be yourself.
Child is playing in a rubble heap, where dreams are buried deep and her mother slowly weeps. Tonight he'll try to sleep under the stars, looking at the moon through the many holes in the walls. He'll try to cry to let it out. He'll try to fly, close his eyes and head for the clouds. He gotta try, try his best to make it out, cause he survived, but the rest of the fam did not, yeah. His sister once beside him, now is a ghost in his dreams. That who used to stand tall is now torn at the seams. And yeah, his mother brings peace, but this war is all she's seen, yeah. She holds on to the key that her elders left behind. Key to the family house that is closed, yet oh so far. And all she can do now is picture life beyond the wall. From Paris to the Bronx, from the river to the sea. Body will be free until we are free. From Gaza to Ferguson, we hear the people's bleed now. Free. Flint to the reserves and through the burning tree. But you will be free until we are free. Whatever happens to them, it also happens to me. But you will be free until we are free. And there's this little black girl who walks the school with grace. Whether who she is will make her life a maze. She dreams of being a lawyer, maybe arguing courts. But she's also got fear that her life will be short. Cause she's seen on TV all the kids shut down in their prime. Mothers weeping the loss of a child. Orange waters pouring with intent to take lives, yeah. Reunite her home and soul taken too soon. Sunny Hook and Parkland turning schools into tombs. She's navigating a world where being free is no guarantee. But yeah, she stands tall and every night looks at the sky. She knows she's not alone whenever she prays to the stars. And like Angelo told her, no matter what, still she will rise, yeah. From Paris to the Bronx, from the river to the sea. Body will be free until we are free. Guys, that's who forgets it. We hear the people's plea that we'll be free until we are free. Flint to the reserves and through the burning trees. We'll be free until we are free. Whatever happens to them, it also happens to me. We'll be free until we are free. From Paris to the Bronx, from the river to the sea. We'll be free until we are free. From guys, that's who forgets it. We hear the people's plea that to the reserves and through the burning tree. Nobody will be free until we are free. Whatever happens to them, it also happens to me. Nobody will be free until we are free. Nobody will be free until.
Of us can be free until everybody is free. And every one of us needs to say to our children, children, this is your world. Come out, stand out, earn it.
Hey, 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 you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Black Casper. I'm the host of Transistor Radio, which is your monthly trans show, where we talk about everything trans and everything not trans. As long as I'm talking about it, it's trance, you know what I mean? So this is how it works. But yeah, so this week I wanted to talk to you about something that like is dear to my heart. But first of all, we just listened to High Off Love by Wet Lava Boy. So shout out to Wet Lava Boy. So if you Shazammed it and stuff, like, go stream the rest of their music because it's fire, you know. And then it was Until We All Free by myself, Black Casper, because, you know, self-promotion and stuff, you know, you gotta get it where you can. But yeah, so I wanted to talk about something this week that I mean I've talked about it several times, but I'm a musician, as you probably just realized if you didn't know before. And let's just say that, like, the state of the music industry is very messed up right now. And it's something that is trans, because, like anything, it affects trans people more than it affects anybody else. Because, you know, already nobody wants to work with you because you're trans. But on top of that, there's no money in the music industry like that no more, you know? And what I'm saying is that the money doesn't go to the artists. Spotify has had the most profitable year in 2023 that they've ever had. But independent musicians are still hit by, you know, by a lot of messed up things. Like, for example, Spotify decided that now if your song doesn't hit 1,000 streams, you don't make money off of it, which, you know, was already not a lot of money to begin with. But like, that's how it starts. First of all, they give you like pennies, less than pennies, and then they take away those pennies, and then, you know, yeah, it just, and there's a lot of things that have been happening, and like, I need to like get everything out of my chest and like talk about it because I've been very like, you know. But anyways, so first of all, I wanted to talk to you about, so there's this musician called Jamila Woods, which you probably have heard of, okay, who recently, 6 days ago, announced that she was canceling her tour. So she posted a post, you know, saying that she was canceling her tour, like her European tour, and this is the caption that came along with it. After much consideration, I've decided to cancel this run of UK/Europe shows. I'm so sad to miss seeing your faces and singing with you. Also gutted to miss performing alongside the incredible Madame Gandhi. Thank you to everyone who bought a ticket or who planned to buy. The shows were selling so well and your support means absolutely everything to me. It would be easier to say due to unforeseen circumstances, but a dear friend encouraged me to be more transparent. Many people don't realize that musicians often tour at a loss. We do it not because it makes money, but because we love to connect with people who listen to our music and who show so much love and support for our art. I always understand the music deeper than sharing it live in rooms with y'all. That process is such a gift to me. Through sharing it live, oh my God. It's a huge investment to tour with a band and crew of our size, and I've been fortunate to make that investment many times. But the landscape has changed drastically since 2020. Between renting gears, transportation, and accommodation costs, even if we sold out every show, the financial burden wouldn't be practical to take on. I'm eagerly envisioning a future where musicians can unionize, where streaming services pay artists fairly, and where the industry becomes more equitable for artists at all stages of their career. In the meantime, I'm going to take a beat to reimagine what a more sustainable way of touring overseas could look like, and also dream on some alternative ways to connect on here and in real life. Thank you so much for your understanding and for being along with me on this journey. So Jamila Woods is not the first artist that has declared that she was canceling a show. It happened to a bunch of different artists who had to, you know, I believe it happened to Little Sims recently as well. And that's something that is very sad, because as a musician, the way that you used to make money is like, it was kind of understood that, you know, even before streamings was a thing, if you took on a label, and so like through royalties, you didn't make much money off of your music, but like touring, that's how you made money. By selling merch, by, you know, like selling tickets and like all of that. Nowadays, a lot of venues take a huge merch cut. I've seen people who take like, you know, more than 25%, and which means that, you know, on merch, you don't make 25% profit. Like, so it means that that merch cut is going to get into all the money that you make. Oftentimes you'll be selling merch at, you know, at a loss. And then, you know, you can't charge too much money, because otherwise people are going to complain that it's too expensive and don't understand why it's too expensive. And then, you know, selling tickets and all of that. Now it's getting so expensive, and the streaming services do not pay nearly enough. Like, when you think about, like, it takes 1 million streams to make $3,000. In order to be like somebody that like lives properly, you would have to have 1 million streams per month, which is unreasonable for a lot of musicians, right? But that means that, you know, big artists like, you know, the Beyoncés, the Taylor Swifts and all of that, they're making more and more and more money, breaking records every year of how much money they're generating with their music. Meanwhile, the independent artists are losing more and more money, because basically, all of these artists that are not getting paid for their streams, because it's not just a thousand streams to get paid. It's 1,000 streams by 500 unique listeners. So you need 500 people to stream your music and have more than 1,000 streams in order to see any type of money on your music. So that's already a lot, you know, for like a local artist. 500 people streaming your music, that's enough to get a sold out show. Like, you are an artist that is like a solid local artist, you know what I mean? Like, 500 people is a lot of people. So yeah, and so all of these artists who are releasing music, who are getting less than those numbers, it's a big chunk of the artists on Spotify, if not the majority of artists on Spotify, are not meeting those numbers. All of that money generated through those streams and is then diverted to the artists who have more than that. So the artists who are already making money. because basically the way that artists get paid on Spotify, according to Spotify, because it's basically that, like, you make a percentage of all the subscriptions that people are paying, you know, and all the artists, like, share that percentage depending on how many streams you had. But the thing is, that game is completely rigged. Why? Because a lot of big record labels are using bots to drive the streaming numbers up. That is not something that is, like, you know, like, rare. It's pretty much every big label does it without telling you that they do it. You know what I mean? They do it because the more stream numbers you have, the higher people are placed on the Billboard chart, all of that. Like, it's great marketing, you know? They know that it's not going to make them money. It's more expensive to run those bot farms than it is, like, the money that you get back from it. But the marketing is huge, so then the artists will make money in other ways, right? And it's just big for the label, because the more you see that an artist is being streamed, the more people, like, people are sheep, okay? They're going to follow, like, the big chunk of the population. If everybody, if they see that, like, an artist is blowing up and has all of a sudden millions of streams, everybody's going to be like, oh, I wonder what the hype is about. There's no hype about it. It's bots most of the time. You know what I mean? So basically, you're fighting against a label that has a ton of money to invest in bots. You do not have the money or the capacity to invest in bots. But, and this is why, this is what's happening right now in the industry that's even more messed up than I think is just very dangerous. A lot of artists recently have had their entire catalog of music swiped away from all streaming platforms and have received fees of $10 per song because they were suspected of having fake streams. Now, those artists are not the big artists that I'm telling you about. Like, you know, when you talk about, like, all the rappers who have, like, a lot of streams and then they do a show and nobody shows up because bots do not attend shows. Those artists are fine because Spotify like that those people are, like, you know, dominating the industry and they have some type of understanding with the record labels to begin with. But the independent artists who are releasing, and most of them have been releasing through DistroKid and TuneCore, so those are the two big platforms that are deleting music right now. Those are the people who are getting a lot of, like, you know, like, fines and stuff like that. So the way that it happens is that oftentimes people will be flagged if a song blows up, for example. It doesn't have to be any bot streams. Like, I've seen somebody that, like, their song ended up having, like, 16,000 streams, which is nothing in the grand scheme of things. If you think about it, 16,000 streams is what, like, $50? It's nothing for Spotify, right? It's nothing for DistroKid. It's nothing for those people. But, like, so had, like, 16,000 streams through algorithmic playlists. So an algorithmic playlist is, you know, the Spotify, like, radio playlist, like the release radar and stuff like that. Like, the when Spotify's AI is predicting what type of music you're going to want to listen to. Those are, like, playlists that, like, can really drive an independent artist, like, algorithm and, like, really boost a song. I've had songs that have been boosted on algorithmic playlist and it really changed everything for me, you know? And so this person, and it's just one example out of many, had a song that, like, yeah, blew up through algorithmic playlist and ended up at 16,000 streams and then received an email from DistroKid being like, hey, so your song has been removed from all platforms, not just Spotify, every platform, and you have to pay, like, $10 because we suspect that, like, it had a high number of streams that were, like, fake. Algorithmic playlist by default cannot be, like, it's not a bot playlist, you know, it's something that plays for real people, because bots do not work like that. They don't listen to algorithmic playlists. That's not how it works, you know. They target specific songs. And so they had their song removed, banned. When I say removed, it's not just removed. It's like if you re-upload it, and they will remove it again. So you have to go through a completely new distributor. You have to lose all of those streams and basically start from scratch. And those are people who oftentimes, like, when you release a single, you oftentimes, first of all, put a lot of money into producing it, into, like, making the song sound like market ready, because that's not like something cheap to do, you know what I mean? But then you also have to do like the cover art, you have to do like the market testing to see like what's your market audience, then you have to run ads, then you have to promote, then you have to do content for it, you have to do a bunch of stuff. When the song gets removed off of streamings, it doesn't just get removed off of streamings. If you've put it in any of like Instagram Reels, TikTok or anything like that, it's gonna get removed from everything. So any type of organic marketing is gonna be thrown in the trash as well, you know? And I said one example, but it's happening all the time. I'm literally, all I have to do is open my Threads app, and all I see is like musicians talking about how they got their music removed. And it's very dangerous, because as an independent musician, you don't have 1,000 ways to promote yourself, and you don't have 1,000 ways to make the money back that you invested into your career. Oftentimes we don't have the sponsors and everything that like big artists are gonna have, you know what I mean? But so it's something that happens all the time. Like there's so many, if you look at you know, for example, like on Reddit, if you look at the DistroKid channel, if you Google like DistroKid music removed, you'll see so many people talking about how their music was removed. Even people who have millions of streams, independent artists, I have to mention, it's independent artists, okay? And the thing is, there's several press people that have reached out to Spotify reps to ask Spotify, is it true that you're removing music? Is it true that you charge a fee if there's like fraudulent activity? Like, you know, if you suspect fraudulent activity, because most of the time, you know, it's not. And Spotify didn't like said that they don't, you know, they do report it to the distributor, but they don't charge a fee. That's just DistroKid and TuneCore that are charging a fee. So they're running this little scam and then paying people for it. And $10 per song might not seem like a lot, but if you're getting like 5 albums removed and every album has like 10 songs, you know, it just like it piles up. And as an independent musician, you don't have that type of money to put in. It's a ban too. It's like, it's a fee. Like, it's not like if you pay that money, the music is going to get back online. You have to pay the money and the music stays off. And when I say that this is like, what's happening is horrible, is that most of these artists, if not every artist that this has happened to, this has also happened to people I know, okay? They do not know that they're being botted. You know what I mean? A lot of people, it's like their song was just randomly added to a playlist, and that playlist just happened to have bots on it sometimes, and up, they get their song removed. There's no option on Spotify when you're an artist. There is no option to remove your song from a playlist. So if you see that your song has been added to a playlist that looks shady and looks like it's run by bots, well, then you can't do anything about it. You cannot do anything about it. Because if you report it to Spotify, then there's chances that your song is going to get removed. You know what I mean? So what are you supposed to be doing in that situation? You can't really do anything. And so it started happening since January 2024. So like recently, right? And it's been like a flail, you know, like it's just bringing independent musicians down like one after the other. And it's ridiculous, because it's not just like people who got added on mistake. If you're an independent musician, you've probably been blasted by those advertisements on Facebook, Instagram, and all of that. And those advertisements are basically saying that like, hey, give us money and like we'll put your song on playlist, right? It's like even like Submit Hub and things like that, where you like you pay money to be considered, like to send your song to like playlist curators to be considered for a playlist placement. And a lot of people are using those services because, I mean, it seems legit, right? Everybody's using it. A lot of blogs are using it and all of that. Well, no, a lot of playlists on there are run by bots. And so any service where you pay for marketing now, you cannot trust it, because it might add your song to a playlist that's botted. Any service, first of all, that's telling you that like, hey, look, pay and we'll add you to a playlist, it's fake, okay? It's bots. It's gonna get you your music taken down. But not only that, not only that, and this is where the scam gets elaborate, people, okay? It gets very, like, deep, okay? But, like, DistroKid has this subscription that if you pay 90, I think it's 90 US dollars per year, they will submit your songs to playlists and things like that automatically. You know what I mean? Like, it's a marketing thing. But I swear to God, but some people have paid for that service and have had their music taken down and then had a fee to pay and everything. It's not worth it. But then it leads you to say, like, what am I supposed to be doing? How do I get discovered? Because Spotify is very heavy on the algorithm, just like Instagram, just like all those social media platforms who are already against people like, you know, trans people, for example. Spotify doesn't want trans people to appear on, you know, playlists and things like that, just like Instagram is going to make sure that your content stays in the back, you know what I mean? So what are you supposed to be doing? How are you supposed, as an artist, to, like, make money or to just live and keep making art if nobody pays attention to what you're doing, you know? So, yeah. So, basically, it's just, like, yeah, it's a lot. and honestly, like, I'm lucky that I'm with, like, a distribution company that, like, it's run by people. It's not like DistroKid, you know, like they make a percentage of my music. And I think that's the secret here is that if you're looking for a distribution company, stay clear of DistroKid, stay clear of TuneCore, go towards like smaller companies. If you can find a company where you can talk to somebody, I would try maybe Lender. I haven't heard that it happened to somebody that was distributing with Lender. I think it would be worth to like try and contact them to see. But look for like distributors that are like small distributors. If you can try to actually submit your music to like, you know, actually like distribution houses and stuff that are run by people that have like a person that's assigned to you and things like that, you know, I think it's worth looking into that. Otherwise, honestly, I would look into other alternatives as well. Like, I think and I'm talking to the people here who are listening to music and not, you know, fans of music and not musicians per se. I think it's time that we quit Spotify. Like, if we could, as a community, understand that streaming hasn't done anything. It's not doing anything for artists. Yes, maybe it got people discovered, and at some point it was good. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I got a lot of people discover me through streaming stuff, but it's not helping independent musicians anymore. It's been made very clear that it's like it's just like everything else. This platform does not want independent musicians to be more successful than the musicians that are represented by the big labels that have those type of collaborations directly with Spotify. Spotify wants to make money. It doesn't want you to make money, right? It's a for-profit system after all, just like DistroKid. It's a for-profit system, and by creating those fake fees and everything, they're banking a lot of cash right now. You know what I mean? And so I think it's time that like we think about like how do we treat musicians? Because, yeah, you saw, like, recently with, like, the unionizing of, like, writers and the unionizing of actors and things like that, like, the strike, how that can contribute to, like, a lot of powerful things for artists, you know? But musicians cannot unionize, so what are we supposed to be doing? And I think that's also the job of music fans, to support artists and to support musicians and to, like, as a collective, just say, like, listen, that's not okay. Because can you imagine getting your entire discography just deleted from Spotify and all streaming platforms, not just Spotify? Like, you have your whole fan base, and then all of a sudden you start receiving messages like, hey, your music is not there anymore. Like, what happened? And you're not even aware of it. Like, people are not even getting a warning before this happens. Just imagine how much panic it must be horrible. It's so much work. Making music it's so much work. And so, yeah. So I think, you know, we should think of, like, solutions. But yeah, okay, so I'm going to play you another song. I haven't even loaded it yet because I was like into my low rent, you know. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm gonna play you a song. I'm gonna play you a song by Big Sissy, okay? If you don't know, Big Sissy is the organizer of Afro Drag, which is a show, like a drag show that showcases black people and black people only, you know what I mean? Amazing person. So yeah, this song is called Black Star Planet. If you're listening to me, pull out your phone, you know, Shazam the song, put it on your Spotify playlist, but please do not stream it on repeat too much, otherwise it might get flagged. But yeah, okay, enjoy.
Production 8 d'Afrique presents Malian superstar Oumu Sangaré, who has influenced the likes of Beyoncé and Alicia Keys. Oumu Sangaré will perform an exclusive concert at M. Toulouse on April 21st, 2024. Tickets and info at festivalnuitdafrique.com.
We are back. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Black Casper. I'm the host of this show, Transistor Radio, which is every second Thursday on the month between 2 and 3 p.m. It's the show where we talk about everything trans and everything not trans. Anything that I want to talk about, basically. But like, since I'm talking about it and I'm trans, then it fits the topic. And this is how I'm approaching this. You know what I mean? Yeah. So... So I had a long rant about, you know, the state of the music industry because yeah, I have feelings. I'm in my feelings, okay? and I wanted to, like, so yeah, I just wanted to also, you know, just talk a little bit about just everything that's happening these days. You know, like, I've talked about this in previous shows, but, like, actual trans stuff. You know, so trans rights and like LGBT rights and stuff like that. And how, you know, as you've noticed previously, the rights against like the rights of trans people and of queer people are being attacked. You know, there's like a big pressure right now that's happening, and it's getting worse and worse. And so this past Saturday, I was invited to talk on a panel at a Centaur Theater, and the panel was called "Why Transgender's Stories Matter." I don't think I need to explain why transgender stories matter. You know what I mean? But yeah, that was the topic. And so for me, it was important to talk about like. This is why it's important in this show for me to talk about things that are not specifically trans. Like, talk about the state of the music industry. Like, or last month when I talked about what was happening to Aya Nakamura and things like that. You know what I mean? For me, it's important to talk about those things because trans people are more than trans. And that's something that in my everyday life, I don't really think about the fact that I'm trans all that often. You know what I mean? I'm trans, I'm married to a trans woman, like, you know, there's just a bunch of transness in our house, but we don't talk about it like that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm reminded that I'm trans by society, by the outside world, when I have to go to the doctor and they ask me if it's really me because of the name on my papers, things like that. This is why, when I'm reminded that I'm trans, and it's very... So for me, it's very important to, when I write or when I talk about things that matter to me, to include everything and to talk about, you know, write characters that are multifaceted, that are not just trans. Transness is one of the things. Like I like to say, it's like Drake comes from Toronto, right? So in his songs, he's going to talk about how he comes from Toronto and like from the six and whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? But if you don't come from Toronto, you can still relate to some of his songs because he also talks about heartbreak and things like that. And people from Toronto, you know, they do experience heartbreak, especially with the soccer team that they have. You know what I mean? So you experience heartbreak too. So it's Drake is still, if you relate to Drake, you can still relate to Drake even though he's from Toronto. And I'm using that example because he's very extra about the fact that he's from Toronto, but we could use every example, you know what I mean? We can use any artist that has these things that make them individuals, you know? These things that, like, make their brand what their brand is, you know? And basically, so this is how I think about my transness, you know. Yes, there is transness in my identity, but it's like Drake is from Toronto. It's just one thing that I mention sometimes, but it doesn't drive my whole life. And I think that's important to remember that, like, trans people are more than trans. It doesn't drive our whole life. It hinders the things that we do, you know, it gets in the way because it makes things more difficult, you know, like the algorithm of society is against you, you know what I mean? But for me, I'm a musician before I'm trans, you know, I'm an artist before I'm trans. Transness comes for me, it comes after. And so that's why I like to talk about the music industry. That's why I like to talk about art. That's why I like to talk about the state of the world and things like that. Because I'm also, you know, I'm Afro descendants. That comes also before being trans. And not that it comes before, but like it comes alongside it. Like you can't really take one out of the other and you can't really... Yeah, it's not what we think about all day. And so it's a bit sad that like... when I see trans artists, there's this pressure to write about transness, like to talk about like how you came out and how you took the hormones and how you did this and how you, you know, the top surgery and the things and the pronouns and all of that. And I feel like it's so limiting, first of all, because not a lot of people have access to that. That's like an elite portion of trans, the trans community, that has access to like safe transitions, to hormones, to surgeries, all of that. It's only like a portion of the community. A lot of trans people are fighting for access to things that are a lot more basic, like food and shelter, you know what I mean? So the trans experiences, but also like there's a lot of people who are not fighting for nothing because they're good. There's a lot of trans people who are good. You know what I mean? Trans people who are happy and successful and living a good, stable life is a thing. And it's important to like start showing trans people in situations of power, not in situations of power like, you know, like Donald Trump or whatever, you know, not that type of power, but I mean of power over themselves, like empowerment, you know. It's we have enough of those stories of like trans people where it's like we're just talking about, we're just basically talking about cis people, and like the trans person has to be basically like miserable all the time, because it also reminds the cis people how good they are. They have it, you know. It's like you know, it's like when you see like somebody who's like disabled and you're like, oh my god, they're so inspiring, and it's like, I could never. It's like, well, nobody asked you. It's kind of that vibe, you know. So that's why it's important to, yeah, to make trans characters that are multifaceted. And so for me, I'm writing a trans superhero because I think it's cool. But so I'm writing the novel right now, right? And so I think the first mention of the character being trans is like 17,000 words in or something like that, because like I said, it doesn't come up until somebody reminds you. Like, I don't know. It's not something that I can talk about it or I think about it every day. It's just who I am, you know. It's like if you're a brunette, then you're a brunette. You don't think about how you're a brunette every day. I don't know. Some people might. I don't know. I don't. And I think if you do, that's maybe you should get that checked out. Like, it's not good to obsess over one facet of your life or one facet of your identity. And I'm saying that too because I see a lot of trans people who are trying to fight for trans rights, and I see a lot of insecurities among people who their entire life is just defined by the way that by their transness. You have to also make sure that your identity is not reliant on one thing, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just make your whole personality the fact that you're trans. Just like you can't make the whole personality like the fact that you're a brunette. I mean, I don't know anybody that does that, but you know what I mean? You have to, like, you're a person with several things that are interesting about you. And so I think that's also one of the ways that we're gonna get people to humanize trans people, is to show them that we're more than trans, you know, to like have trans people be a part of life in a way that's not like performative, you know what I mean? Because I see a lot of that now too. Trans musicians, and I'm saying musicians, but like artists and things like that, you know, all of a sudden they get a lot of, you know, a lot of like success and visibility because they're the one token trans of the season, you know what I mean? And then once that season is over, it's over. And I know because I've been that token trans of the season. I've had my music everywhere, like a Billboard, Grammy, I've been on E-Talk, Much Music, like everything. And it feels very difficult when, well, like Much Music and E-Talk, we talked about like my actual work, but everything else sometimes felt very performative because it was all about being trans. And it would be okay if it was about, because it was about me like founding Transgenders and helping trans musicians, specifically Black trans artists. And so I got a lot of like press and stuff over that. But once the music from those artists came out, once it was time to actually showcase them in a way that's like more than just like, you know, most of the songs were not about being trans. It was like songs about like feeling myself, or like songs about like heartbreak or falling in love, like songs that everybody, you know, writes and can relate to. Then there was nobody there. There was no support. It was very, very, very tough. And so, yeah, I know it's also the state of the industry because everything is about money nowadays and trans people. Well, because the hate against trans people is getting more and more and more intense, obviously it's more of a financial risk, right, to, like, take us on. But it's stupid because, yeah, you're just missing out. You're missing out on a lot of stories. You're missing out on a lot of sounds. You're missing out on a lot of things by not giving us a chance, you know what I mean? So, yeah. That being said, I'm going to play another song. Hey, it's important. We gotta play some music, okay? So hold on, because I haven't... I was, again, into my little vibe, so I didn't cue anything. But let me do that right now. Okay, so we're going to listen to Billie Jean Thomas, because I love Billie Jean Thomas, okay? Billie Dean Thomas, okay, sorry. Billie Jean Thomas, no. Okay, so we're going to listen to Billie Dean Thomas. We're going to listen... Oh my God, where is it? It's that song. That song that is so cool. It's such a cool song. Okay, we're listening to Valentine by Billie Dean Thomas. Get your Shazam out. Unless you're driving, please do not, like, drive and Shazam at the same time, okay? Okay, thank you.
Back to sleep. Days since I showered 7 meals in a week. I can't afford a penny for the thoughts that I think. And everything and anything's a glass I'll never drink.
Yelling out, did I?
I wonder if I'll find the love I rap about. Cause every symptom of commitment's got me backing out. Can we please slow down? This ain't a proposal. Yeah, I know you love me, but I ain't the one to hold down. I wonder if they like me cause I'm blowing up. Or maybe it's because I look so damn androgynous. They, them, this, that, you're so different. I ain't really into girls, but I'll make an exception for you. See, this is what they do, but I ain't fall for that shit since I was way back in school. I'm just saying, like, straight girls don't give head anyways. And I'm grown like, fuck, baby, who you trying to play? No, ma'am, no, missus, I'm a man now, boy. All hits, no misses in my bag now, boy. You ain't love me to begin with, you're a fan now, boy. What's the mission in ignition, what you say, my boy? Gonna rearrange the world up in my hand now, boy. But before we get to cooking, grease the pan, my boy. If the oil done pop, stand your ground, my boy. I know they wanna see you flop, that's not the plan, my
yelling
boy.
Out, did I?
Oh, what an irony, how can I be less insincere? Yelling out, did I?
So cold in this furnace, London Bridge keeps burning. To whom it may concern, I'm so alone.
Yeah. It's the rapscallion, Capricorn stellium. Little bit in love and with myself. Wrestle my emotions, keep them stacked on a top shelf. Still gotta use astrology to figure out myself. It feels like every line I write is steady, hanging in the balance. I bleed on every single page and monetize my talents. It is the ballad of the brave. I feel socially estranged. When my friends are doing college, I might write a hook today and it counts. I'm putting all the work in, break through the days, cause I do deserve it. Man, I'm pretty close even though nobody is perfect. Nobody's... I wanna be famous, even though I'll hate it. Make straight hits like I'm Prince in the 80s. Wanna be shameless, beautifully jaded. Wanna get the scuffs off my nightgear trainers. Everybody's rooting for me, so anticipated. Will or won't I make it? Well, what's it mean to make it? Mom said I should fake it until I do. And that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Yelling out that we have come too far to go home, even.
Si tu me vois aussi, la
peu plus près de toi. Un peu plus près, yeah. Un peu plus près de toi. Un peu plus près de toi. Un peu plus près de toi. Un peu plus près, yeah. Hey, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Black Casper, and I was your host of today, you know, Transistor Radio, which is the radio show about everything trans or not trans, but coming from the voice of a trans person, so it's okay. every second Thursday of the month between 2 and 3 p.m.